Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
More anthrax in the news.
Well, that's true, and no place is it more physically obvious than here in Washington. The Supreme Court, which for much of its existence moved pillar to post inside the Capitol building, has been meeting in its own building since the 1930s. Today it will not meet in its building. It is closed because of an anthrax scare, and three of the congressional office buildings remain closed. And you now have reports of a Justice Department mail facility being affected. Another inhalation case was diagnosed over the weekend, a woman in New Jersey. That brings to a total of 8 cases of anthrax inhalation, the much more serious kind, 6 of the skin or cutaneous anthrax, and tens of thousands of people now on antibiotics. So it is something that is bound to be affecting people, both the people who are literally affected and everybody else around them.
So the Bush National Security Team is winning praise. The Homefront Team seems to be floundering.
Well, they're having a tough time, and over the weekend, many of the scientists on that team were admitting that they were in some ways flying blind. They had never dealt with a situation like this before, and I think that everybody will admit that the biggest problem was waiting too long on testing and treating the postal workers, which made them not only frightened but extremely angry, because they were saying Congress was taking care of itself. Even police dogs were being tested before they were, and the scientists say, look, we just didn't get it, and now we do understand. And part of the problem is there are too many voices here. You have the Centers for Disease Control, the National Institutes of Health, you have the Secretary of Health and Human Services, you have people from the FBI leaking some stories, the CIA, and now you have Tom Ridge, who's come in, but also very wet behind the ears in his new job as head of Homeland Security. And lots of different opinions are being floated, mainly about what's now become known as the Daschle letter, the letter sent to Majority Leader Tom Daschle, and what kind of anthrax was that. Clearly, when you have people who were out in the hall and down the corridor affected by a letter in an office, it's not just as one military person put it, garden variety anthrax. And lots of questions about whether additives came from Iraq, whether they came from scientists in this country, and various members of the administration and Congress offering their opinions and making it very confusing.
So how does Ridge take control? Is it possible for him to make the competing bureaucracies report to him?
It's tough, as you well know. I mean, attorneys general for decades have been trying to get the FBI under their control, and now there's the old competition with the CIA on terms of intelligence and all of this stuff. And then their health concerns versus criminal justice concerns, so with the scientists saying we need to see this stuff so that we can make treatment decisions, and the FBI folks saying no, we need to hold on to this stuff because it's evidence. And then you have got Tom Ridge trying to figure out how he pulls this all together. The president is supporting him. He is in the White House, so he does have the ear of the president. The expectation is that he will be the person from now on speaking with one voice and doing the briefings. But, you know, that's got its problems, too, because if he's too close to the president and things go south, the president, it's hard to separate from him.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.